Hello?
Hi, this is Lingling from Local Splash. I'm following up on your request for a callback about the Google Business Profile.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So it looks like we haven't received an invite yet for the other Google Business Profile. But are you able to log in right now to the Google Business Profile?
Yes, one second. It may take me a few minutes.
Okay.
Is it the one that says service areas Richmond, Orange, Virginia?
No. So are you using your browser right now, Safari or Chrome?
Yes. Google search, yes.
Okay. So on the on the address bar, go to this address, type in there in the address bar, business.google.com. /locations.
One second. Say that one more time.
Business.google.com /locations.
Okay.
And when you are in there, you should see the different Google Business Profiles that you have access to.
I just see from the Google, claim your business listing by Yelp, Google My Business Locations.
Go to Google My Business Locations.
Okay, I see it. And then which one do I click on?
So that we would have to check this. They have the same business name. So go to one in there that says Commonwealth Plumbing.
Okay, I see it.
And then once you have that opened, there'd be three dots that you can click on, like a menu.
Okay. Business profile settings?
Yes. And then people and access.
Okay. And then I see myself, and I see Local Splash Listings Manager.
Okay. So that means this is the one that we have access to. Let's go to the other one then. I just do the same thing. So we're looking for the one that doesn't have Local Splash in there for people in access. were able to go back to open the other one?
Yeah, but it's not letting me, some of the profiles will say that, but if I click on one, it'll take me to ads.
Mm-hmm.
It's not letting me do that.
What do you get on your screen?
Oh, customize more of the ads you see. I guess it's like an ad.
No, go back to that page where there's the list of the Google Business Profiles.
Yeah.
And how many Commonwealth Plumbing do you see listed?
There's 4.
Oh, okay. How many are verified?
There's one that's verified.
Is that the one that you've opened first earlier?
Yeah, it's Commonwealth Plumbing, Germana Highway.
Okay, so that's the one that we have access to. Let me see. Can you try to open the next one in the list and let's check what it has there?
Oh, okay, I see. It says Richard Brown, but that's not right.
How many reviews does it have on the one that you have opened now?
It says 1.
Okay. So not this one. Let's try another one. Look for the Google Business Profile that has 24 reviews among the list.
Thank you. Okay, see if that worked.
So what do you have now on your screen?
Access manager, and then I put a local / listing as a manager of Save.
No. You would. What did you enter the phone, the numbers?
What's that?
Did you enter the numbers for the email address?
No.
Okay. You would need to put in the numbers. So, go back to that page where you add the managers, and then it'll give you a set of numbers to put in there.
Business profile settings?
Yes.
And what do I click on?
And then people and access.
People and access. Okay, I clicked on that.
And then add. Is this the one that has 24 reviews?
I think so. What's the number?
It's going to be 552.
Okay.
554.
Okay.
6200.
Perfect. It's an invalid email. Try it again.
Try to put a space. That way, local / put a space after the last number. So try it again, please. 552.
Okay.
554.
Okay.
6200. And then space.
It still says invalid email. Hang on. Okay, one more time. 552-554.
Yes, 6200. Local / listings should pop up as an option.
It says already a manager, so maybe it's another site.
If it says already a manager, can you go back to business, to go back to where it says people and access and see if it says local / listings in there?
Okay, there we go. I think it went through now. It says pending manager.
Okay, we'll check here. But this one says LLC.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, but the one with the 24 reviews doesn't have LLC on the name. It's only Commonwealth Plumbing. So this can't be the one with the 24 reviews.
Okay,
yeah, it doesn't have 24 reviews.
Okay, it might have somebody else as an owner. That's probably why. Supernova.
But if, as long as you have a manager access to it, you should be able to add us as a manager. So
I'm a manager. It says access manager. Only an owner of the business profile can change the access level.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you have option to add people?
I'm trying to think how I can do that. Advanced study, maybe?
No, it would still be on the same page under people and access.
Yeah, it just comes up as Richard Brown, primary owner, Builder Nova.
Is that the one that has 24 reviews?
It doesn't tell me. It won't. It's got to be.
Okay. So it's going to be another problem if we don't have access to it to have us added as a manager.
What do we do?
What's the business name? I mean, the exact business name showing for that one. Is it Commonwealth Plumbing or Commonwealth Plumbing LLC?
It's Commonwealth Plumbing.
Does it say verified on that one?
It says verification needed.
Yeah, so that's not the one either. 'Cause the one that we are looking for is also verified. Because it's live, meaning it's visible publicly. It can be searched online. What I'm actually thinking is that the Commonwealth Plumbing, the one with the 24 reviews, is not there among those in the list, in the Google Business Profiles that you have.
Okay.
But what's just unusual is that it has the same phone number, and it's active. So I'll bring this up to our Google team and see if we could have them request to have it merged despite having no access. We'll see what Google will be able to figure out with this one. We don't want it to be confusing. Yeah, it exactly has the same business name, has the same phone number. Six service areas are quite the same, too.
Yeah, I just did a Google search, and I pulled it up, but I don't have access to, like, to make any changes or anything. It won't let me do that, but it comes right up.
Yeah.
With
so
24.
That means, yeah. That means it's not one of the Google business profiles that you have access to. Someone else has access to it. Because if you, like, you know, if you're signed in to your Google or to your Gmail and you look it up online, you should see the same options or menu like when you have access to it. So if it doesn't show that, that means your Gmail is not among those that has access to the Google Business Profile. I do have the link to that Google Business Profile, though. We'll create a ticket and then submit it to Google and then see if it can be merged or if they would need any additional, you know, documents from us. We'll see what they would need to do the merging, and then okay. We will, you know, and well, for merging requests, it could take 7 to 10 days for Google to respond, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And then one more thing, you sent a text message for with the image that you'd want as the cover photo. Would you like this for the Google business profile or for Facebook?
The Google business profile. So when you, right now it just shows like the office building. Can you just make mm-hmm. that the cover photo?
Okay. We can have that requested. We can have that updated in here.
Thank you.
All right, then. Well, thanks for checking with me, and then we'll follow up with you if we have any update from Google about merging the one that we don't have access to.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, too, for your time. Any other questions before we end?
That should do it.
All right, then. Thank you again, and thanks for choosing Local Splash. We value your business, and you have a great day ahead.
You, too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye.